7, 1, 2, 5. Are we doing this right? Boo ho ho, bitches.
Fuck, no, we're not doing this right.
Kukui. What's Kukui from? Kukui.
It's like what? An urban legend.
From what is it, though?
A monster.
This is our Halloween episode.
Because there's this thing when my grandma, when I was younger, my grandma would tell me about, like, Kukui. Some dude lost his arm as golden and it would come back and, like, get you.
Oh, that's the Mano Pelula.
Okay. The what?
The arm would come and get you because it was part of, like, the devil or some shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then the lady that drowned her kids or two.
That's the Llorona.
Oh, shit. There's a movie. This movie just came out, right?
Dude, don't watch it. Stupid.
No, it's fine.
Yeah, it's dumb stupid as fuck.
I don't even want to watch
it. It's disrespectful.
Well, what if you don't know?
You're not going to like it. It's dumb, dude. It's dumb. It was fucking
stupid. Is it subtitles?
No, it's in English. No. That's why it was dumb.
Yeah, it was fucking dumb as fuck.
Disrespected the origin.
Yeah, it was dumb.
What was the scariest movie you've seen? Like, legit scary.
Honestly, one of the scariest things I've seen in a while was Googling those images from 1930 Halloween. That shit was creepy, dude.
Imagine legit ass costume.
Scariest movie I think I've seen. Fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I can't think of anything.
The Exorcist was creepy to me.
I was watching that shit the other day.
Or like the
I don't remember which one, but like when the fuck, just the way her fucking hands moved when she walked backwards and shit down the stairs. That was insane.
I'll say that one too, because I remember watching that shit in the theaters.
At the time, that was like nobody was
seen
doing
it in the fucking
like
theaters. Wait, not the first one.
The remake.
Okay, yeah. I was like, "What the fuck? You're a fucking vampire or what?"
Maybe. Fuck.
Shit.
You don't know.
Boo ho,
motherfucker.
Idiot.
Shit.
No, scary. I don't know, but I used to, and I still do, I really like the Freddy Krueger movies, Jason, like watching all those, like the reruns of like those old movies. It's just, I don't know, it just brings back nostalgia.
Yeah, I was never scared of those movies, but I enjoyed watching them.
Yeah, me too.
They were good. They were good.
And then, like, and then it captured that time.
Those Freddy movies were fucking hilarious.
Oh yeah, like, he was fucking nuts.
Fucking Hellraiser.
Chucky.
Dude, Hellraiser.
Chucky was another one. Leprechaun.
Hellraiser was crazy shit.
Hellraiser. Even
Candyman.
Oh, yeah.
What's that dude that... the
Puppet
really
Master.
Puppet Master. Fuck, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
That?
Puppet Master. You guys ever watch Wishmaster?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
no?
Wishmaster 2? Fuck.
Kung Fu movie?
What?
Wishmaster?
No, dude.
What's that really... the really smart dude? Hannibal Lecter. Like, I know it's
Silence
on Halloween.
Oh, Silence, yeah.
Silence of the Lambs. I know it's on a Halloween film, but like they would always play that around this time too, because it's so true.
Joe Dirt. Put the lotion on the skin. That's where they got it from,
Puts
right?
Puts the lotion in the basket.
Those movies were creepy as fuck. Like the serial, like those types of movies.
What's
the suspense movies.
There's another movie similar to that, but it's like they killed his family, and then he was in jail, and then he was like fucking killing all these other people. While he was in jail.
Are you talking about Law-Abiding Citizen?
That movie's fucking sick.
I beat
sick.
You too, motherfucker.
Law-Abiding Citizen. Because
I was young.
It's like Hannibal Lecter, because it's like, dude, that's so smart.
Jamie Foxx is in
Yeah, Jamie Foxx is in
some Gerard Butler.
Yeah, that was a good fucking movie.
Yeah.
Do you... Do you guys decorate the house?
No, it's too big.
Just get the fuck.
Dude, we saw a house today that was fucking on point with Halloween decorations.
I think you have to get
situated
with your neighbors and stuff like that.
Why? What the fuck?
Figure everything out.
What was your
neighbors
got to
do? The whole street has something.
Oh, for
you know what I mean?
Like, nah, that's stupid.
I think if the houses are closer together, it's better.
Look at this fucking house.
That shit was tight. It was all green. Purple lights and
that's
shit.
That's Goosebumpy. They stole that. Those color scheme
dope
from Goosebumpy.
That's
super dope.
About to go to the 99-cent store tomorrow and buy those fucking lights.
I'm gonna show up at your house and then gonna be shit.
You never
done.
Been in my house. Get the fuck out of here.
He has.
You have one scarecrow.
Went snowboarding.
Gonna be your brother.
We used to do that. We used to fucking make
scarecrows.
Basically scarecrows. Yeah, out of hay and shit.
Yeah, they're fucking pedophiles.
How's that being a pedophile?
I don't know. I'm just
his jokes are just horrible too.
No.
just,
You're just winding down, yeah. Huh?
They're not jokes.
Well, then
what, they're statements?
You're an idiot.
Who are they? They're rhetorical questions.
That was totally
another one. Sorry, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's another one. I'm hungry.
You're an idiot.
So what do you want to go eat? Alberto's again and your stomach's going to be all fucked up tomorrow?
No, I bought the jumbo box of corn dogs like 3 weeks ago and they're still in the freezer, so I need to like start eating them slowly.
Corn dogs? I don't really care for corn dogs.
No?
No.
Corn dogs and the crunchy fries, I throw them in the oven, go home, take a shower, and they're cooking while I'm in there, and I throw the Lowry's seasoning salt on it.
Some Lowry's? Some of that Lowry's.
Mike Lowry.
Mike Lowry. Mike, Men in Black, what is it?
Men in Black.
Is it out already?
Nah.
No?
That would be kind of a big
Mike
deal.
Mike Lowry.
Like, they would review the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I feel like they have.
That Lowry's seasoning, though.
That's just fire, though, right?
That shit goes on everything.
But if you put too much, I feel like it fucks with my teeth.
Dude, you're fucking... little invention you made, that your chili, basically.
Oh, the bacon beans?
Yeah, the bacon beans you made with all the different vegetables. Shit was fucking good, dude.
And put on chips. That shit's fine.
It would have been better with the fucking lentils in it.
Yeah, chili. That butter lentils. Good, yeah.
Damn, dude. Lentils? Dude, I used to fucking hate lentils when I was little.
What is it?
Now I fucking
lentejas?
Love them.
Small beans?
You know, I just hate them. Small ass little bean things? Look all flat.
You just confused them more.
Yeah, I know.
Is like, a chili yeah, like a... Show him, is show it watery him. Or just thick chili? Like a chili billy type shit?
Chili billy.
You know what chili billy is?
No.
No.
No?
No, what is that? Like
it's
canned
basically
beans?
Like nachos, but with chili beans.
No.
That sounds good, though.
It's fire. It's fucking fire.
I had nachos today.
We have nachos just... at every fucking gathering. I feel like it's a Mexican thing. Like they have the pot full of nacho cheese and just chips, so you can just and jalapenos. And you just
oh, yeah.
Get what you need.
Did you ever end up buying jalapenos? Because I remember you fell in love with them last time.
My mom has
grilled
jalapenos in her fucking fridge right now.
Well, I know, but you said you're gonna buy some.
Throw those on pizza.
Those shits are—they're bomb, dude. Jalapenos are bomb.
The pickled ones.
Never mind,
the
pickled ones.
Yeah, those are fire as fuck. Chop them up, put them in sandwiches and everything, dude. Yeah. Cereal.
I heard thing.
Cereal.
Hamburgers.
You just let that one fucking cereal.
Have you guys ever ate fucking cold pizza? Like they say you're
it's
drunk.
The best.
Cold pizza and then you drink a glass of milk while you're
fuck,
eating it.
No, I wouldn't even
think. I've done that shit. It's fire as fuck.
Him and my cousin both agreed. My aunt agreed today at Manisa's birthday party that they think that shit's good. I'm like, how the fuck?
No, I was fucked up one time and I tried it and I was
that
like, oh,
sounds
fuck it.
Too like you're gonna shit yourself. But the like you're gonna not sleep good.
I like cold pizza though.
I enjoy, but certain like I can't do Domino's or anything. I can only do Little Caesars.
I don't like Domino's, man.
Costco,
dude. Little Caesars was good today,
the sauce.
Little Caesars been fucking good. I'm just poor.
No,
but it's been good.
Oh, now he's poor. Fucking
no.
Little
Caesars hasn't been good since like 95.
Hasn't or has?
It hasn't been good.
I remember when back then when we were kids, they used to like actually try, and then I worked there in high school, and it was. They would put the smallest amount of sauce. It would be the fucking... Everything was just cheap. It was whack.
Yeah. It's but even worse now.
No, it was actually good today.
But I like
it. Was just that specific
guy. When was the last time you tried it?
Hmm?
When was the last time you tried it?
The pizza?
Yeah.
Was it hot and ready or just...
Today?
You ordered it.
Oh, that was garbage. No, I'm talking about my niece's
thing. That was fucking cold. Fuck you guys.
No, I think the guys here don't try. Over there, they fucking...
I like getting the jalapeno sauce.
I guess it depends on where you go. Then.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? It does depend on where you go because I went to Bakersfield to Jack in the Box over there and I got some tacos. Those were the best fucking shitty dollar tacos I've ever had.
I tried them 2 days ago.
Out here, right? Like they smash them.
It was not even because I was thinking about what you said.
It's like they punch them and they're gross as fuck. Yeah, the ones out there actually look like tacos.
It was not fucking good. But
the ones out there actually looked and tasted like tacos. I was like, what the fuck?
If they were actually stuffed and not so fucking.
They were.
No, but I'm just
the
saying,
ones out there.
I'm just saying everywhere. If they were actually stuffed and they weren't so like fucking greasy and like smashed together,
yeah,
I might like them because sometimes I just eat the bottom and that's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That little cheese, spot, that's little what I'm spot saying. Is good. That's yeah. what I'm saying. They were the best shitty tacos like I've ever bite. Tasted. That's like crazy. They were actually like taco shaped. They weren't smashed. They had a bunch of fake meat in it, and dude. Like it, they looked like the picture.
I know every place that where I made food. If I worked there, your shit was gonna be good because I didn't care about. Keeping the prices or the
portions.
The portions down and all that shit. Extra sauce, extra cheese. Like, I always thought, like, they're going to like this shit.
I think the best tacos, like, fast food-wise, is Miguel Jr.'s. Those things are fucking
fizzling. Baker's, really dude. Hmm? No. Baker's tacos are fucking fire as fuck. Or you could just go to fucking a taqueria and get some real fucking tacos.
Oh, we went to the fucking taco spot.
Oh, that taco spot after good. The podcast last week. Fire
was fun. As shit,
was that dude. That picture you guys sent
down the street from here? Yeah, or what?
Dude, yeah, it was dude. Ridiculous.
Yeah, but you have to go to the fucking boondocks and fucking get murdered. Remember that fucking people got murdered, like shot in their car, and they like parked, like they went off to the side of the road. It was on the fucking Ramona Expressway thing right there. That street, that fucking long ass street. About that. Yeah, look at that motherfucker.
Yeah, they're dying for tacos.
No, like they were like. No, they were driving like it was a shootout between cars, and a girl and a dude got fucking blasted in their vehicle, and the car just slowly turned off the side. And they didn't know until the next day and shit.
When was this?
It was a while ago. Press Enterprise, baby.
I feel like you're lying.
I don't lie.
I don't believe him.
Dying for tacos.
Stretch but the tacos truth, are pretty lie. Good.
Dying for tacos.
How far is it away from here?
Oh, it's pretty far.
Bro, it's out of your way. Yeah,
it's by our house.
Yeah, I'm not gonna drive.
It's like it's like an exit away.
Well, you're just saying that your stomach was killing you.
So you guys get off the exit.
But it's not good. I told you a second ago. Right? There's a it moved.
Make a left.
It's not on the Cajalico ways.
We make a left.
Going towards the lake. It's more towards. Oh, because I thought you're talking about like when you're going.
No, there is.
There's all those ones.
So Cajalico is at Long Street, but if you make it right when you exit Ramona. Going towards Cajalico, that whole maybe 5 miles, that strip, is all filled with taco trucks now. It's like they're competing like crazy. But if you make a left going towards our neighborhood, there's a bunch of them too, but they're a little more spread out. And they're legit. They're fucking legit. They gave us free tacos just while we wait, which is dope. It's fucking good, too.
Hell yeah, dude. I got a mulita, which is basically... Two quesadillas together with a bunch of meat in the middle. Fucking fire as fuck, dude. Yes. And Alex got a vampiro.
No fucking fire.
Right? Yeah, vampiro.
Which is basically a tostada meat. And then they flip it onto some cheese that's on the grill. So the cheese is getting grilled and shit. Turning back around. Bomb. Mexican pizza. Player.
Yeah, it's like a chalupa. Remember chalupas in school?
Those were like the best thing ever.
With that the little hot sauce.
Was good. No, you remember the taco snacks. The little burritos.
Taco snacks.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, the best thing was the fucking chicken sandwiches, Playboy.
No, I like
five packets of ketchup on there and she just...
Yeah, I like the little sliders, the little cheeseburger twins. The little cheeseburger twins are good.
He is a basic bitch.
Well, I went to middle school. I went to Arbondale and they would give you french fries and... Bean and cheese burritos from Miguel's. Whoa. That shit was fucking fire, my guy. Super fire. And then for breakfast, you'd get the pizza. They'd give you a little pizza. That shit was fine. Fuck, I got fit. I missed school. I started all over again.
Do you guys have to pay for that lunch now? Like, you were your kids and I in school like that right now. But I heard you have to pay for that shit now.
Yeah, they're in school, aren't they?
Who?
Your kids?
Yeah, but they don't eat. My son gets free lunch. If he wants, but he doesn't go eat breakfast.
But I heard you have to pay for it now.
They're changing that shit. They're trying to.
I don't know.
Yeah, because James was telling us that shit.
James is all fucked up. Don't listen to James. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, poor guy. James. You're still our friend, James. Martin's being an asshole.
Where has he been, though?
Being James somewhere, dude. Fucking crazy.
He was
babies.
At Cass Park yesterday.
Creating lives and
playing
shit.
Playing Fortnite. That's what he's been doing.
Castle Park seems closed every time I drive by it.
No, right now they have the Halloween
like five
thing going.
Five fucking...
cars? No, it was packed as fuck right now when we drove by. It's ridiculous.
It's never been the same since you got to pay just to fucking walk in there.
Yeah, before you could just roam in there.
Just buy it. Back in the day, you just buy a wristband if you want to go on and do some shit.
Yeah.
And you can just walk around. If not,
now they have it all gated.
Going.
Yeah.
We used to ask people when they were leaving for their wristbands. And we got arrested one time for doing that shit.
They have a little gel instead of the fucking carousel.
No, it's just called carousel.
What happened in there?
We just watched the fucking guy eat wings and shit while we waited for our parents.
Wings or fucking just chicken strips?
Oh,
with hot sauce
shit.
On it.
Trying to block it out. Trying to block it out, Eric.
Coming about it. Coming out as pee hole. When you go to your sister's and sleep, where do they put you on the couch?
Where do they put you? Where do they lay you down? Yeah.
I sleep where the fuck I want to sleep.
Dog and shit.
Yeah. All right, Eric, go in your little house.
Their little dog
you
house.
Sleep
for
on
you.
A bed or a couch?
A bed or a couch. It depends on who's there.
Oh, man. I remember back in the day having to spend a night at your friend's house, and they wouldn't give you no blanket, no fucking pillow. You'd just be, if you had a sweatshirt or some shit, you'd fucking try to huddle all in it by your knees and everything there.
Yeah, fuck the friends.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I got in fucking inflatable mattresses. I got blankets. I got pillows.
Hey, that inflatable mattress is mine. Whatever happened to that?
I think my sister has it.
Wonder if kids still spend the night at their home, their friend's house, like back in the day.
I don't know. I think
fuck it.
Maybe I'm sure they do.
Cause none of my son's 7, and no one has ever asked.
He has no friends.
Him to fucking spend the night at his house, or no one ever spent the night at our house. So it's weird.
Well, they see you, fool. Parents don't allow that shit.
Yeah, right.
Apparently, I was even weird as a kid.
Oh shit, for real?
Shocker. Yeah. Fucking shocker.
Yeah. No, because our neighbors used to fucking babysit me, and like I'd stay there with one of my friends, and out of nowhere, like middle of the night, I'd be trying to open up the front door, trying to go home. And yeah, my friend's dad would come.
Imagine little Eric.
Yeah, my friend's dad would come over and like, what are you doing? I'm going home. He's like, what?
It's 2 o'clock. It's morning.
I'm going home. I want to go home. He's like, but you can't go home. Like it's dark. Like just go to sleep. Nah, I want to go home.
Well, yeah, every kid's down for a sleepover until it's time to go to sleep. Then they're ready for their parents to come get them.
But he told me, he's like, I thought you were going to cry, but you didn't cry. You just stared at me and said, I'm going to go home. like you knew you were going home. He's like, you stared me down. I was like, well, I wanted to go home. What? Why did you let me go home?
How far did you live?
Like 3 houses down.
Fuck. Is it going to let you go home?
Right?
Remember back in the day?
But I wasn't a normal kid. Like, I didn't fucking cry. I was just like, I'm going home. And I kept trying to open the door. Kept trying to fucking leave.
Like, in 9th and 10th grade, being out that fucking late, like at 3 o'clock in the morning, walking your street, and it's like, it's just dead. And there's like a light mist and all that shit, and you just have the street lights. That shit was crazy if you think about it.
You could do that now, dude.
No, I'm just saying. But in 9th and 10th grade, how we would just be walking the streets like that, it's kind of nuts to me if I think about it now.
No, it is crazy.
Like, I didn't think about someone coming up and just slitting my throat and shit like that. Like, I would think now.
Why the fuck do you think like that?
It's crazy. It's real.
No one's just going to run up to you and slit your throat for no reason.
Yeah. It's a purge out here.
It's a purge out here. You never know. Fucking that lady was stabbing that kid in the face. Your house
if purge was real. We start our own little crew or what?
I'm not gonna answer that.
The purge.
Would we start our own crew or what?
What was that one?
Or are you guys staying home?
I think it was like number 3 where they're like,
I don't think you'd do anything. I think you'd want to.
They're
stay
like
home.
Every day is a purge in Juarez.
I don't think you'd actually every day. Oh, every day's a purge in Juarez.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the latest one. That's the latest one?
No, isn't there like 4 or 5 of them?
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, I think it was like...
Isn't there a show now?
I think there's like...
Yeah, there's a show now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
That's too much.
But what would you do? Would you barricade in your house and fucking protect your family? Or would you just go out there and do
some
crazy shit?
I think it'd be easier if you had a crew and you went out.
It'd be easier to have a crew and protect
your
family.
Other people would be scared. Like, they'd run away from your big crew.
I feel like... If you had a crew, like the other crews would just leave you alone because you're out there trying to do the same thing.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's how I feel.
You just have to, it just really depends if people hate you or hate your family. Because then you have to try to protect yourself. But if you're just like, things are cool. I don't think anyone's going to go after me. I can go after someone else.
I feel like the best thing would do is...
It sounds so bad.
I feel like the best thing to do would be to like plan it within that year and just have all everyone go to one place and we'll just have people like looking out. But you protect everyone inside there. But you know what I mean? But we're all
until the there's a mole inside the fucking thing and that mole just murders everyone.
Or if someone just throws a grenade over the fence.
Fuck, right. Yeah, fuck that. Being a big ass crew, because what if like right. you said something yeah, stupid right. to someone before the time went down and they just fucking shoot you?
You're right. I don't know what I did.
Yeah, I'm getting my $20 back.
Oh, fuck. Damn. Son, shit just got dark.
Wait, a whole motherfucking year.
Because you know, if you were in a crew and Danny was in it, fucking Daddy would kill you.
Yeah, Daddy would kill you. No, I just wouldn't let him fucking do drugs. He'd be sober as fuck.
Then he would definitely would kill you.
That shit's Danny fucking nuts.
Junior.
Did you guys, you should let them Compton. Listen to those fucking podcasts.
I do.
I send them.
He's listened to them?
Yeah, I'm yeah, sure
yeah. I listen to
them. I always send them. I make them subscribe or I'll tell
so
them where to find
fucking
it.
See how crazy he sounded.
They've all listened to them.
He's throwing shit out there.
And I'm sure like, I want to bring it back. I'm sure they always think like, fuck, next time I go back, I'm going to get them.
I think it's because I'm closest to them. So it's like
no, it's
because
you talk shit to them.
But you say stupid shit. Look at his face. Like he doesn't Never. Know. Like he doesn't know. Like, do you listen to these podcasts?
I listen to them.
And do you ever realize? Do you ever realize the dumb shit you say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially the ones with Ryan. Especially the ones with Ryan. I'm like, oh damn, this was fucking.
Yeah, I'm surprised, Ryan. But I've known Ryan since we were kid, like young. He still hasn't hit me. So I don't think he's hit me yet. I pushed it to the limit.
Damn. Fucking stupid. Yeah, all you do is compliment Eric's nipples and then that's it.
I got great nipples though.
Get the fuck.
Too much on that shirt. I really can't tell.
He's all looking for.
Now you want me to wear the other shirt?
No, I bet you if I just point, if I go to your nipples and I just touch it, like if I point, I know where they're at.
Of course.
That's how I do it.
Like, damn, you just mapped his nipples and shit?
I know where nipples are, period.
Because you've been staring at my nipples this whole fucking time. I know.
Watch, we want to try it or what?
No. You stay over there. Don't get near my nipples.
So what'd you do with the other shirts? Did you burn them? Did you douse them in fucking gasoline and burn them?
The old ones?
Yes.
No, I still got them. Oh, I'm still going to wear them.
Fool, destroy them, fool.
No.
It's his shirts when he's cleaning the house and shit.
Yeah.
When he cleans the house. Oh. Have you met his fucking roommate?
I've never been
he
to this.
He cleans the house.
I cleaned the house the other day.
Oh, by pushing shit underneath the rug.
Your section?
Yeah, my section. I took some acid and I had too much energy, so... So I just started randomly cleaning everything.
Why'd you change your Halloween costume to Bonnie and Clyde?
Because Melissa didn't want to do cholos.
She was just like, nah, that's played out.
She just didn't want to be a cholo. She didn't want to jump into the stereotype, I guess.
Damn. And you said last week that you don't like to do that couple shit. And look at you now, motherfucker.
Damn.
Yep.
Yeah, contradicts himself every week.
Be like that sometimes, guys.
What about you, Aquaman? Have you found your costume yet?
No, I haven't.
Are you going to any? Is anyone going to Halloween parties or what?
Next week, there's two. One that you're going to, and then our friend Caesar's having one too. That one should be pretty fun.
So, the other one shouldn't.
His face.
Don't worry, I'll tell him.
Just kidding. Go ahead. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, I haven't gotten my costume yet.
Yeah, I need to actually get my plague mask. I think that's what I'm going to do.
What are you going to do?
The plague.
What's the
plague? The black plague. When they would wear those fucking, those beaks and that fucking.
Oh, okay. What are you going to wear with that?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far. That or a Slipknot mask. Or dead presidents. That'd be cool. But then you have to have someone to do makeup and shit.
Not really, it's just black eyes and white face.
Well, I get in trouble for doing white face?
Super easy, bro.
You know why they used to have those fucking masks?
Nope.
from what I heard, it was because they would stuff a bunch of, like, for the most part, potpourri in the nose, because you'd be around a bunch of corpses, so, like, you'd have that fresh smell in that nose part.
Instead of smelling all the...
all the corpses?
Mm. All the crazy procedures. Like, I can't even say it. That's the word that I can't say. Procedures.
Procedures.
That they were doing back then to try to, like, fix them or try to figure out, like, what the problem was.
Yeah.
And all it was rats, right? It was fucking rats and, like,
yeah, that's fleas. What they think it was. Yeah. Rats and fleas.
That shit wiped out, like, fucking half the population.
It's fucking ghosts in your blood.
Oh, yeah. Witches would probably hang people.
Burning hoes.
Damn, that whole witch shit was crazy. Like in Salem and all that. Remember the Salem trials?
You can
trials?
Literally just say, oh, he's a witch. Or she's a witch. Fucking hung tomorrow. Just because you accused her.
A couple crazy movies about that.
Like which one?
A couple. Salem Witch Project. Them.
But the Salem trials went on forever, huh? Like... that shit went on for a long time.
I want to look into that. I really want to see what the fuck happened.
Shout out to San Antonio 4.
What?
Fucking.
Where they
four, fucking stomach is growling.
The four lesbian ladies were thrown into prison. It's called Salem.
Oh, man.
The documentary.
Oh, really? Hulu. But what does that have to do?
Because like a witch. Like it was like a witch
hunt. Like a witch hunt, they're trying to call it?
Because back in the early 90s. Like lesbian and gay, like it wasn't obviously well.
It wasn't accepted.
Received.
No.
Especially in Texas.
Oh yeah, you did tell us about that. They got released recently, and now they're a big part of the LGB ABC. All that shit.
Yeah, ABCDEFGHIJKLMNOPQRS.
Are you gonna go to the same Halloween party?
Maybe.
Right. What's the same?
I'm not telling you.
And you see the same people?
Perhaps.
Have you ever smashed on any?
What?
Of the people.
What people?
At Halloween parties.
Like in any Halloween party?
Yeah.
Yes.
In your costume? That's a fucking hell. I think it's hilarious.
Like,
yeah.
After 2012.
Yes.
What the fuck? Why?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah. Like, I know, that's fucking. They're going to come up with something. I was like, oh, fuck, what's going on here? That you know something?
That's
know.
More recent. 2018. No, he hasn't.
No.
Okay, so wait. 2012, I'll give him some distance.
Fuck.
Why are you letting him quiz you?
I know he's not that pro in the fucking costume.
That's why he's over there. That's why we keep
Oh, all
him
of a sudden,
there.
Now you guys want to fucking cock to why I'm over here in the corner. Fuck. Comes out.
Dude, I think the coolest one you had was the one where you had the horns.
Oh, yeah.
You had the chain, and then you took a picture in the rain. That shit was tight.
That shit was fucking dope.
You're a Magnificent.
I kind of want to do that again.
Magnificent. What was her name?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. Maleficent.
Maleficent.
Oh, yeah, that was a cool picture.
Is it Maleficent? That's how you say it?
Damn, we're
Maleficent.
I don't even know.
That. Yeah, he said that shit's fucking crazy.
I don't even know.
My kids are fucked. Shout out to Google.
Yeah, but that shit was dope.
Do they require computers in elementary now?
I'm hitting up Alexa a lot lately.
No, but I mean, like, for the kids.
Like, yeah, we know you're stupid.
We know you are, but...
like,
I don't know about the classroom.
Yeah, like, are they, you know, starting to make them do, like, homework projects and shit?
I know when we graduated, iPads were starting to come into schools.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but I haven't heard anything about it.
But, you know, you can... I'm sure there's, like, a portal now, too, where you can see everything about your kid, right? Online?
Yeah, there's an app that Melissa's on. I don't know.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
You can talk to the teachers and shit.
Yeah, my sister emailed.
This place is haunted, dude. What the fuck was that? What the fuck was that? It sounded like it was scratching.
No, no. That's a rodent.
Nah, dude. This place is haunted, dude.
Bruh. Was that him moving?
I think it was him moving.
No, but I didn't
sounded
move.
Like it's Yeah, you did. You moved that cord. You moved that cord against a fucking
fool. Quit your punk ass crying. Get your back.
Fucking mouses and rats and shit in here.
That's not haunted, fool. That's mouses and rats.
I'm not trying to get rabies.
You ain't gonna get rabies from a fucking mouse or rat.
You're such an F word, dude.
It's 30 minutes.
Damn. Let's just end it off. You fucking faggot.
Sorry if you identify as
you fucking faggle.
You fragment. All right, happy Halloween, everybody.
Hey, quit fucking touching your dick while you're over there, all scared and shit.
7125media.com. We're out.